Too many chicks.
And it was too many lady frogs. Too many lady frogs.
And then there weren't enough male frogs, you know?
It was looking strong for the night. Lots of bullfrogs, lots of male frogs. Now what am I doing?
I don't know what the bit is.
Welcome to No One Can Know About This, a podcast where we play every Final Fantasy. I'm Jeff Ekman.
And I'm Ryan Kazmisky.
And here we go, Season 7, Episode 32.
Are you sure about those numbers?
I'm pretty sure. I always have to check the number over there before I say it.
Alexandria was just blown up.
Yeah, Disc 3 fully arrived last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was three episodes of Disc 3 beginning, but now the stage is set, or whatever.
It's really set now. Like, the conflict is back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, before that we were all just kind of like, oh, Dagger's gone, I'm mopey, let's go play cards, what are you gonna do? Let's see the coronation, we're chilling in Alexandria.
Garland has been revealed.
Garland has been revealed. The Darth Vader of the game, quite literally. I mean, I feel like Sakaguchi was always very openly aping Star Wars.
Yeah,
and this
six.
Is just like a final nod to that influence.
Yeah. There's some cool stuff ahead.
Biggs and Wedge should have been his, like, they should have been in this game. They should have been named.
Yeah.
Since we got Darth Vader for real.
Biggs and Wedge, are they a reference or something?
Is yeah, they're pilots from? In Star Wars.
That's what it is.
Yeah, those are like the call signs of two of the like pilots in Star
Even
Wars.
Even though it was Vix in the original six.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's Biggs and Wedge. Yeah. What else happened last week? Like, is Dagger left in Alexandria with Iko just like totally fucked right now? Because I think we're going to spend all of this week in Lindblom.
No, I think they escaped.
They escaped with us. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, there is some gaming news.
Oh, outdated video game news. Our favorite segment.
Yeah.
Hit the theme song.
Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League is coming out, and IGN did not receive review codes.
What?
And they just think that this is a abhorrent state of gaming, that companies would withhold codes from them and hurt the public commons by denying journalists the right to play a video game early.
Maybe they're right.
I'm just saying that this conflict is brewing, and I imagine by the time this comes out, it will have come to a head.
Yeah.
And like, they will have reviewed the game even though they didn't get it early.
And imagine the people listening to this years from now, like people not listening on release.
Yeah. So in the news this week, journalists are mad because evil companies won't give them review codes.
You, person who's here hearing this years and years from now, go look this up and see how this played out. Did the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League?
Did they get the review codes? Did they get to review the game?
Did they get to review the game?
If they can't review the game, then none of us can know how badly it sucks, because there's just no way to know that.
I'm going to cancel my pre-order. My outdated video game news is this week I relaunched Elden Ring and I beat Melania.
Wow.
I fucking beat her.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going... I left the game for a year and a half at Melania, unable to beat her. But it was really funny, like, within 10 minutes, my body was doing reactions to her moves mm-hmm. that I didn't know I still had in me. It was like strategies were coming back to me. It was like riding a complicated bike that I still know how to operate without thinking.
You've still got it in you.
Anyway, I beat her. And well now done. I'm going to beat the... Elden Beast.
You're going to beat the game.
It's going to happen probably this weekend.
Well, so, congratulations.
Get yourself aware of that. Anyway, we're in Lindblom.
Yeah, we're walking around watching the like reconstruction they've been doing.
Yeah.
Cid and Minister Artania are walking through town talking about the progress they've made. Our crew isn't here yet.
So let's go.
As you can see, the reconstruction is moving right along.
Good. We've started building airship number 3. It's going well, too. Look, many engineers from the industrial district have volunteered. Our people are so strong, I never realized until now.
They have faith in you, Regent. That is why they can be strong. They are proud to be citizens of Lindblom. Achoo! Oh, God damn it, Baku.
Cid hears the iconic achoo of Baku, and Baku appears.
Hey, Regent, what's going on?
I'm tired from working day and night on the new airship. Hey, why don't you come by and hear some of the tunes?
All right. You talking to both of us?
I'm just kidding. We already have enough people working on it.
What an ass. Oh, do you know how Zidane is doing?
He's fine. In fact, he's probably awake now. How are they fine?
Blank, go to the castle and see what he's doing.
It's just a nuclear bomb.
Yeah, the castle just blew up in the biggest way possible.
Oh, tell him to come to my room.
Baku is looking for Zidane. It sounds like everybody's okay. So we cut over to
Zidane in the big, like, royal bedroom area.
How far away from that explosion?
We're in Lindblom. We're pretty far.
Okay.
I assume we airshipped it back here.
Dagger, Iko, how did I get here? We've got the egoist armlet.
Zidane.
Blank must have heard Zidane, like, moving around upstairs, because he runs up the stairs, and he's like, oh, my God, you're awake.
So how are you feeling?
Okay, I guess.
Where's Dagger?
Do you know where Dagger is?
No, I haven't seen her, but maybe she's upstairs by the telescope.
No, there's fucking
goddamn it, Zidane!
Hearing that Dagger might be at the telescope, Zidane just runs off.
And we were like, we wanted to look around the room, Zidane.
There were treasures around.
Man, isn't there anything on his mind besides girls?
I was gonna say it's time for active time.
Some water. You want anything?
No, I'm alright.
So yeah, as soon as Zidane walks out of the room, we get hit with an active time event called Something Washed Ashore, and we cut over to, like, a pier at the oceanside with a couple of guards looking over Kina's body.
Isn't this the background from when...
Yeah, this is Zidane's from Zidane's flashback. So I think this is a location, like, in Lindblom somewhere.
Where Baku first got him. Yeah, in his flashback of, like, how he met Baku and stuff,
he was talking about how he used to, like, run around, and he ran away from Baku at one point, and this was just the scene depicting that point in his life, and so I think he was living in Lindblom, and that this is just a screen that we can't get to exploring the town.
But there's two soldiers, Lindblom soldiers, standing over Kina's dead body,
yeah,
like you said.
Well, it's not dead, but these, she's, like, washed up on the beach like a dead whale.
Oh, yes, Kina. Man, this doesn't look good. Yeah. Whatever it is, I think it's dead. Hey, you're supposed to be on duty. Captain, I'm sorry, sir, but we found this weird thing by the shore. Step aside. I used to be a sea dog, so I know a thing or two about these things. It's dead.
The elite guard's like, she's definitely dead.
Yeah, they're standing around them, like, poking Kina with a stick or something, like, dead, for
sure. And the guard turns around to be like, go get a doctor right away, as Kina pops up and is like, what's going on?
Go find a doctor right away.
She literally, as he turns around, she gets up.
I'll be damned, they got their butts moving in a hurry. It's about time I started getting some respect around here.
Huh? I did, baby. Where is this? I'm so hungry.
The guard gets scared by Kina and runs off.
And she's hungry. And we come back to Zidane.
Yeah, I guess that was just to tell us, like, Kina washed up on the shore here. Go find them.
All right, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it was good.
We're on the second world tour.
World tour number two! What do you say if I order from that sub place?
Oh, that sounds good.
Gardenia Market.
I'll take the pickle sandwich.
The pickle sandwich,
right? Like olives and artichokes and all
that's named after
stuff.
their deli.
Yeah. Hello. This is the guest room.
Yeah, the Gardenia sub, which has mozzarella, provolone, marinated mushrooms, marinated artichokes, black olives, lettuce, marinated tomatoes, onions, pepperoncini, and the house dressing.
Yeah. That's the one. That sounds real light and real nice. It's all veggies and salt.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, and cheese. No, but it doesn't have that, like,
more detail. He got another letter.
Sweet.
He ran out of there all dramatic, but then I took control of his body and made him walk back in.
Yeah, after Zidane had run out of this room, you just turned him right back around and came back in.
Well, there's a Moogle, and we gotta make sure that we don't have any mail duties.
Well, that one guy was like, this is the last letter. Or something.
Well, the purple one, who was supposed to be delivering mail, I guess was like, I'm not going to be doing it anymore. Something's going on with that purple guy in Stiltskin. Like, they have some kind of plan or deal or something. I mean, we only get glimpses into the magical world of the Moogles, Jeff. We can't know everything.
So you start walking through Lindblum, talking to everybody on your way.
In the palace.
We now have the technology to fly without mist, but we don't have an airship. It's so sad. Yeah, it would suck to have the mist shut off. They really needed to clarify at the beginning, like, is the mist bad? Because the idea that it's gone from this continent now feels like it should be, like, a bigger deal. Like,
yeah.
That's really interesting.
God, I'm trying to choose between the Italian cold cut sub and the Philly cheesesteak. What the fuck am I gonna do?
I'm supposed to go talk to people, but I'm gonna see if I can run around town. I like to look at this statue while I wait for the airship to arrive.
Does it have any information about the history of war on it?
Yes. Istanbul the first.
Lindblum Palace has statues
with trivia on them.
Gotta get this trivia into our heads.
I'm pretty sure we've looked at all these multiple times already.
right, we've seen this. It doesn't really have any information.
We've seen that. We've been here long ago. We were here long ago, Haley.
Oh, I can't go anywhere to tell you.
Okay, Gardenia Market in Delhi has received our order.
This game does make me want to explore more than the other ones did. I feel like...
So far, the locations have been big and slightly overwhelming, which is like the exact right size.
Yeah, like really,
and then you can get to know them.
The addition of the exclamation point thing really makes you want to just like
run around every screen, find all the little hidden thousands of dollars that people have fallen on the floor.
I just want to be better than rank H.
Yeah, well, we need to get that treasure hunter rank up for sure. It does suck to be this far into the game and be like, oh, you're the lowest rank.
How?
Haley, you deserve a treat. You're being such a good girl. You want a Bob Bob biscuit?
Oh, this guy. My job's pretty simple, but the lift won't operate without me. You gotta take pride when you do, you know what I'm saying? It's the same shit.
So you make it up to the top of Lindblum Tower, where there's the telescope that Dagger and Zidane once looked through to see the land ahead. And also, this is where Zidane like jumped on a ledge and was out on a limb while he talked to her.
Dagger
about his
is
feelings.
Up here again.
Zidane walks up and finds Dagger.
Hey,
well, look who's here. Man, we went through some crazy stuff, huh? I honestly didn't think I was going to make it this time. But as you can see, I'm all right now. Dagger, is something wrong?
A lot.
Okay, you're so happy to see me, you don't even know what to say. I didn't know you loved me so much. Did I do something wrong? Alright, what did I do wrong?
Oh, I remember this!
Maybe she's just tired.
This is great, this disc is gonna be awesome.
A lot has happened since Bronny died, I'd better cheer her up.
Dagger is not talking.
Yeah.
She's not saying anything.
Yeah, Zidane is like struggling with what to say to her and trying to like make her laugh or get some reaction or see
but
how
after
she
what
feels.
She just went through, she is shocked to silence.
Hey, let's go. Check out the town. It'll be fun. Come on.
Haley. She wants to play.
I awoken to play by giving her a treat. I think she's starting to get annoyed. Maybe I should leave her alone. I guess you have a lot on your mind right now. Sorry to bother you. I'll see you later.
Zidane, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Is she mute right now? Did somebody silence her?
Yeah, that dialogue was in parentheses.
Yeah, that was her like internal monologue of Zidane, you're so sweet. But he runs off and she stays up there by herself.
There's like so many like fairy tale tropes and shit in this game too. It's great. That guy was turned into a bug. The princess has had her voice stolen. Like, it's a fantasy, damn it.
Wait, talk to that guy.
I did. He has boring shit to say about how working is cool and like a fucking loser.
What a cuck. Cuck for capitalism.
C for cuck, C for capitalism, man. Think about it.
Oh, I invested it in a non-existent ape.
Anyway, we go to Regent Sid's.
We walk in to see Regent Sid as Zidane.
At last, the hero is awakened.
I heard you wanted to see me. What's up?
After reviewing the attack on Alexandria, we've discovered some interesting facts. Facts I think you all should know.
First of all, jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Now that they're waiting in the conference room, I think you should do Sid from here on. We can be getting a meeting at any time.
You missed it, but I made a 9/11 joke.
I got it. I
agree. All right, let's begin. You found some facts about the attack. Have you heard of a false flag, Zidane?
It turns out we did this. I had no idea.
So Cid is going to give everyone a briefing on what he's learned, and Artania leads Zidane away to the briefing room.
Yeah, Artania's like, come with me downstairs to where the dining room was, where we had the feast.
Yeah, like our group room.
So we re-enter that room, and from the top, Cid's like...
entire throne podium.
It's not just the throne, it's like the stairs leading up to the throne.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
the
like
entire the chunk
throne area
on a series of vertical tracks and lands in the dining room. Like he can
is
just
there a
move.
Hole above him right
well,
now.
We
that
know
leads
that the whole
the
tower
room?
Has like a giant elevator running through it,
that's
right?
True.
I bet he can take this throne to like any room
that's
in the castle.
So cool.
Like, I bet he can just stand in this place and then go to every meeting,
so we must
top
have,
to bottom.
We walk
just
downstairs
it's
and
so badass.
Like, bam, I'll meet you there. Dang. Like, just, like, descends.
He's such a master of this city.
His throne just descended on a machine into the floor below.
I looked away.
Like, we walked off screen to go downstairs and he just fucking clonk, like, straight down.
That's what he did in the last game. Is that everyone?
Holy shit, everybody is in a room together.
No way.
Except Kena and Dagger. And
Gart, yeah.
Shit, we should have gone to pick up Kena.
Yeah, well, I don't think we had a chance.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe we could have left the palace.
Either way, we got Steiner, we got Iko, we got Amarant. We got Freya. We got Zidane.
Most of them are here, which is like a rare occasion so far. Usually they're on opposite sides of the world.
Or all spread through a city you just walked into.
Yeah, they have all run off to go shopping or whatever, and you're going to watch their little vignettes.
We are still missing the princess. She's probably upstairs by the telescope.
I'll go get it, see?
Wait. Oh, well.
Iko runs off to go find Dagger.
Let's begin. Where should I start?
What?
Cutting away from this scene right as he touched it. Are we going to cut back to the scene? He's like, and that's the most important shit.
Yeah,
as Cid starts talking, we get hit with an automatic active time event. We cut over to Dagger alone at the telescope. We just see her inner monologue.
Alexandria is gone. I still can't believe it. So many people were killed. The survivors are homeless.
Dude. Haley.
Haley, the survivors are homeless and destitute. Come here.
Okay.
How could this have happened? Maybe I shouldn't have listened to Iko and summoned Alexander. No, it's not her fault. It's my fault. I never should have run away from home. I got everyone involved in this. Zidane, Bibi, Steiner, everyone. Had I stayed with Mother, maybe I could have stopped her. It's all my fault.
She just needs, like...
I shouldn't have assumed the throne.
Some therapy. She's gotta work through her feelings.
I think I would be done for her. I'd be like, alright.
No, just once a week, time. 50 minutes... with a professional.
I thought I could make amends, but I've only brought misery to everyone. What am I going to do now?
Well, you know, a lot of people feel that way. It's very common, you know, like, it's okay to feel that way sometimes, Dagger.
We cut back to the dining/meeting room.
And Steiner is freaking out.
The town is in shambles! Many innocent lives were lost.
Gwok, I can imagine.
Her Highness is probably beyond despair.
I have never witnessed such a tragedy. There was
nothing
we could do.
We've seen two of those happen already, Steiner.
We fought with everything we had, but to no avail. Beatrix and I were prepared to give our lives. I don't know what happened to her.
Fuck!
We equipped Beatrix with, like, a good item we had just gotten because we thought she would, like, be a part of us now.
But she's gone.
She's gone. No one knows where she is.
We have spent much time and effort rebuilding Limblum, but I believe it will take much longer for our people to overcome their losses.
She was wearing that thing. God damn it.
Yep. Those who have survived have a long, tough road ahead of them.
Bermesia, Clara, Limblum, and now Alexandria.
Yeah, man, the whole world is fucking ruined.
Kuja has vanquished all four nations.
What is he trying to accomplish?
Who knows? Let's just go get him. Like, who knows what he's trying to do? Let's just
it's
fucking...
It's not that easy. Kuja's powers are beyond ours. How do you plan to fight him?
Kuja is a man of many mysteries, indeed. I still can't believe what I saw when we were evacuating from Alexandria.
What did you see?
I saw him escape on my stolen airship, the Hildegard 1, Gwok.
Fucking shit!
Damn it.
There were black mages on board,
too. This is terrible news.
There were black mages on board. They weren't any old black mages, too. They were talking normally.
So Kuja has somehow come into possession of the Hildegard 1, which Cid's wife took off with before the start of the game.
Right.
And he's crewed it with black mages who don't seem to be enslaved, like the ones we saw in the town.
Well, what could that mean?
Oh, wait. Maybe they're from the black mage town who we're friends with now. Who
was sided with Kuja?
I don't know, but they were pretty sad.
Very, very upset about
this. They were pretty sad when we saw them last. Maybe they were manipulatable.
I think that's Vivi is, yeah.
There's no doubt.
There's so much fucking going on.
There's a lot happening.
Why? Kuja?
Deep anger.
What is happening in this
meanwhile
game?
While they're all going nuts over like what could be going on, we get another active time event called Deep Anger.
We see Kuja on his airship, and he is mad about the situation with Garland.
That blast almost destroyed our ship. For a second I thought I was ha ha ha. What am I thinking? What can that old fool do to me? He can't kill me. Nothing can. I'm a cartoon. Please. Besides, he's too late. The wheels are already in motion. No, how could they? How could these black mages? These
motherfuckers are all dead. I killed 1,000 of you. I'll kill 5 more.
You're just remnants of souls.
Yeah, dude.
I won't let them interfere.
Of course these guys are with him.
Kuja walks off the ship accompanied by a couple black mages, and he starts talking to Zorn and Thorn, who are down on the ground.
I cannot believe these fucks are alive.
What happened?
Terrible injuries that you have suffered. Shut up! If I can't have Alexander, so be it. I'll find another Eidolon soon enough.
Yeah, they just are kind of fucking all over the place.
Hey, you!
Like, everywhere you look, there's an Eidolon.
I am Mr. 234. Shut up, I didn't ask for your number. The preparation's complete. Yes.
Oh, he took his number away.
It's about time.
That was cool. Ha, ha, ha. I like that rating. That was neat.
The Dane, your role in my play is far from over.
Oh, good. Oh, goody.
I'm gonna go rest now. Get back to work.
After all, Zidane is the secret monkey king.
We cut back to Cid's room.
Where they've obviously been talking about, like, wait a minute, why was the Hildegard 1 gone in the first place? Uh-huh.
So basically, your wife got mad at you and used magic to turn you into an Ogloff.
That's what he was talking about this whole time.
Sad story, isn't it? My lecherous character has led to my undoing. It was all the girls,
like,
you see.
How did Kuja get a hold of Lady Hilda's airship?
Gwok, that's what I'd like to know. He probably commandeered it to further his mad schemes, whatever they may be. In any case, I must get Hilda and her airship back somehow, Gwok.
What a shame for a ruler to end up like this. You're a humiliation.
How detailed do you think he got while we cut away?
Dude, wait, I think he probably was like, and that was when I thought I hit rock bottom. But it went way further than that, and just was like talking about his like sex addiction like way too openly.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And then the drinking started.
And that was when it really got out of control.
And they're like, stop. And he's like, No, I have to tell you.
You all need to hear this.
Because I need you to go find my wife, and you gotta know.
You gotta know how mad she is.
She's gonna come at you with everything I did, okay?
Now let me get into the experience of being turned into an Ogloff.
Yeah.
But we can't ignore
Not
this
a
situation.
Short process.
Kuja must be stopped. Indeed, we must deal with him before it's too late.
It's easier said than done. We don't know where he is, we don't even have an airship to look for him.
He's right. Number 2 is still out of commission, Gwok. And I doubt that I can oversee the construction of a new airship in my current form. If only I were, Gwok, a man again. Artania. Isn't there anything that can be
is
done?
Like, well, you could have an airship, like, if
it's
I had
hard
my
for me
hands
to
back.
Plunk on the plunkers with these tiny little bug hands.
Yeah.
I have spoken to Dr. Tut regarding this matter and asked him to join us.
This is the best meeting ever.
He should be here any minute. That's wonderful. I'm certain Dr. Tot will be most helpful.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Please forgive me for calling you on such short notice, Doctor. Thank you very much for giving up your precious time to come here.
Please, Minister, you need not be so formal. I heard what happened in Alexandria. I'm so relieved to see you all again. Where is the princess? Aiko is missing too. Are they all right?
Don't worry, Doc. They're all right. Aiko's out looking for Dagger right now.
Oh, I see. Well, that is a raid.
Is it? Like, don't worry, the 6-year-old is out looking for
the two most important people are alone.
They're together somewhere. One of them is looking for here she is. Here's Aiko.
What's up?
Yeah, while we're saying all that, Aiko walks into the room.
Oh, I see you. As energetic as ever.
It's Dagger. She's...
What? What's wrong?
I think she's lost her voice. She can't talk anymore.
Ah?
Just come with me. She's in the guest room.
Wait, hold on. We're talking about...
I'll be back in a minute.
God damn it.
Come on, Doc. I'm coming too. Let's postpone this meeting.
We're all going to allow this interruption so that we can go see what's going on with Dagger in her palace room.
I agree, sire. We'll resume this meeting later.
Zidane, report back to me after you find out more about her condition.
Why don't you just walk... It's right there!
Guys...
How are we gonna fix it?
This is such a weird... Maybe the same way we'll fix her voice. Maybe there's some dispel magic.
These veins. She's sitting on a bed, see?
We walk into the bedroom as Zidane, and Steiner, Dr. Tott, and Aiko are also here.
Dagger's on the bed.
This Moogle in the corner.
Uh-huh. I'm the royal Moogle.
Dagger? Princess?
All she's got to say are dots. Princess, what's the matter?
This is a bad joke. Doctor, isn't there anything you can do?
What a tragedy.
What a tragedy. The princess has indeed lost her voice. After all that she has gone through, the death of her mother, the destruction of her beloved kingdom, she has suffered so much pain.
Yeah, we know.
Princess, Dagger.
So that's it? There's no hope?
I believe this is only temporary. It may be months, even years, before she can speak again.
We just know that
until she can overcome her grief.
Oh, it's psychological, you think?
Oh, he thinks
I wouldn't rule out magic yet.
Psychosomatic,
wouldn't
my friend.
Would not rule out magic.
It is not even...
I wouldn't rule out even, magic.
It's not even like a physical medical ailment. It is inner... Well, you know.
So all we can do is wait? Oh, no.
Can we speed up her grieving
process? I'm afraid
process?
So. This is no ordinary illness.
Oh, is it a magical illness?
It's, an illness of the soul.
We must keep our heart at peace. That is all I can think of.
Well, we gotta go learn some abilities, so I hope you still like fighting animals.
Princess, please forgive me!
Aiko, can you look after her for a while?
Sure, what are you gonna do?
Find Kuja and beat the crap out of him.
Doc, I need an airship to find Kuja.
Tell me how to turn Sid back into a human. That's the only way.
Now, calm down. Let's go see the regent.
Come on, Rusty, get up.
Princess, sniffle, sniffle. Please, say something, sniffle, sniffle.
So that's not good.
Yeah, we go back into the Regent Sid's room.
He's taken his throne back up a floor.
Yeah.
Dr. Tott is explaining to Sid that it's not so easy to turn you back into a human.
So, Gork, is there any help for me?
I'm sorry, Saya. We must find some person who casts a spell to reverse the effect.
Damn it.
Damn. So we gotta go find
Actually, there may be another way. Long ago, I read a book on metamorphosis that discussed methods to reverse the effect.
Is that book alive in a boss fight?
Oh, we missed that. Alexandria's blown up now.
Fuck! That's where it was?
Yeah.
We missed our chance to fight Tantarian.
Yeah, we missed one of the optional bosses.
I guess we would have done it...
You have to do it before they blow it
right
up.
Right before they blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't even thinking
about it. Oh, yeah, because there was the moment where we could have run around there.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. The book.
That sucks.
The fucking book, man. We couldn't beat it the first time.
No. Well, that's a loss.
Down the tubes.
But in a different book that isn't a boss, Dr. Tott thinks he may have found a way to turn him back, but he's not sure if it'll work.
Is it true?
Yes, however, I don't know if it is a reliable source. The book had a rather comical tone.
Is there any chance I could die from it?
I doubt it will be lethal, Saya. We will simply mix 3 ingredients and apply the formula to your body.
Let's just try it. Well, that's easy for you to say.
Dr. Tott indicates that it might be a joke book that has the dispel magic in it.
What are the 3 ingredients?
Unusual potion, beautiful potion, and strange potion. They must be mixed in a 5-2-3 ratio.
We need 5 unusual potions.
Take a picture of that.
2 beautiful potions and 3 strange potions. Photo taken. Oh, magicians of early times often used those potions.
Okay.
They were all fairly common in the old times. We're gonna have to hop in the old time machine.
I'll just go back in time then, jerk.
Yes! I expected the ingredients to such a powerful cure to be more exotic too. But as you mentioned, they are no longer popular, so I do not know if I can find them. I mean, Radio Shack is closed.
So how do I get that kind of connect? I guess I could order it on Amazon.
But these things are so easy. I
can't even go to Fry's anymore.
You can't even ask a guy.
We go in and nobody is there to help you. You walk around, you can't find what you're looking for, and you leave. You eventually give up.
I think Cena has the unusual
potion. Oh, really? Okay.
I'll take care of this. I'm gonna go downtown and look for the ingredients.
But our other way would be to go find Sid's wife.
I'm counting on you, Glock.
Zidane's gonna collect these potions.
Yeah, he runs off to see if he can find anything in town.
We better get to meet Sid's wife at some point.
We have to. My hammer.
As we go, we get the active time event, My Hammer.
And this is outside of the Tantalus headquarters in Lindblum.
Cena is looking for his hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic hammer that he has.
Damn, I hate heights.
These three brothers.
It's getting hot. Whoa!
Oh shit. Oh, there's Cena.
They're fixing up their...
Hey, I need a hammer. Hideout.
Yeah, Bonero, Venero, Gennaro, and Marcus are all refixing up the buildings.
Standing on scaffolding and banging away.
Let's see.
The hideout, yeah.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to find one.
Just let me borrow yours.
What? No way, nobody uses my hammer but me.
Oh, come on.
No, no one touches my hammer but me.
Fine, but I still need... something to drive in these nails!
Okay, I'll try to find something. Got it.
Marcus wanted to borrow Cinna's hammer, and Cinna wouldn't let him.
Mm-hmm.
So we cut back to Zidane.
I'm glad we cut over to find that out.
Well, I think that was to remind you who Cinna is and where they would be, so you're not like, what? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I was like, Cinna, which one?
Okay. Oh, I knew he was the chef-looking one.
In the process of looking for the potions, you find that worker guy who loves working.
I don't know. I talk to this guy every single time I find
him.
Well,
he's on the way up to the telescope.
Yeah.
And he's very conspicuous.
I keep thinking that he'll have some other piece of business.
You gotta take pride in work. Otherwise,
I mean, he's right.
What's the purpose of being a member of society that is functional?
I mean, otherwise, what's the point of making a podcast, you know? You gotta really go.
It's true.
You gotta go hard. Look through it. Let me look through it.
You're at the telescope, but there's nothing to do up here.
Final Fantasy brain is really set in. I'm, like, not even trying to go to objectives. I'm like, let's just look at everything again. Let's just keep looking at everything all the time, every opportunity.
It was fun when we looked through it long ago, and we were like, there's that place. And then over there, there's that place.
Mm-hmm.
We're really deep in the game.
Yeah, I feel it. We're deep.
We're balls deep.
Yep.
Orbs deep.
All right. We're going to the middle.
We're gonna stay in this sunken state for some time, I feel. Like, I feel like we're in the beginning
I think this is
being all the way in the game.
Like, what kind of nonsense are we doing now?
We're
getting unusual potion.
We gotta get which is different from strange potion, okay? Ask about the potion.
So Zidane gets off the tram that goes back to the, like, downtown area.
Of Lindblum.
And we start talking to NPCs, and now you have the option to ask them about the potion. To see if anyone knows anything.
We gotta ask around.
Mm-hmm.
With the industrial district destroyed, we have a great opportunity to develop new technology, so who gives a damn about potions?
I guess I'm asking around for one of the ones that I don't know.
Ooh, gotta gather information. My grandmother once told me that there was a potion collector who used... to live in the studio in the theater district. People still use that stuff? I know they used to use them in the old days.
You know where you can buy some Quicksilver?
I'm looking for mercury and quaaludes.
Yeah, I need to remove the heavy metals from my body with mercury.
The scavenger hunt. Find some strontium 90, a full bottle of quaaludes, and some DDT.
A Final Fantasy game that starts with you being like, I gotta find enough stuff to go on an insane bender today. Oh, you have new shit every time. You have new chests.
Oh, nice.
I think we're in Card Freak Gon's house.
Mm-hmm.
What is that in the foreground? Is that above? There's a baby bird?
Yeah.
There's
they were eggs at the beginning. They were eggs at the beginning of the game.
And now they're a family of birds.
Yeah.
Can you interact with them at all? Or is there anything to them? Or is it just like a beautiful little...
I think it's just a little touch.
I was going to say Easter egg. Just a
nice piece of flavor.
A pigeon egg.
Pigeon egg. Birds have been driving me nuts lately. I can't concentrate at all. Maybe I should become a bird freak.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe there is something...
He was a card freak, but now he's living under this family of birds. What's that? Do we got a chocobo card? Oh, that's an Obob card.
Mm-hmm.
What if Sid is really a chocobo? He said he was a man, but I find it hard to believe.
Kicked your ass. Hey, potion, I don't know. I don't put potions in my pickles.
You should. That would be a great combo.
Grandma Pickle doesn't know about the potions.
But I think we've already gotten the clue, and I'm still asking around. They said in the theater district there used to be a potion collector.
Yeah.
And I'm just still like, where do we go?
You know where you can get some laudanum?
Little kid.
I know what you're talking about. Why don't you ask me?
I'm looking for worm root. I don't know. I'm looking for a laudanum.
Yeah, fuck you. It is funny that they all have little dialogues about not knowing.
Beautiful potion, yes,
oh!
I have it. This person has it. This is Eris. Alice.
It's Alice.
I know, it's here somewhere. Here it is. She looks like Eris, though. Kind of.
But we already met Flower Girl. Looks you can good. Have it, it's too old to sell anyway.
Thank you for the beautiful potion.
One potion. We've got it.
Yeah, Alice, this woman who used to own a potion shop, has it.
Well, wait, do we need more than one of them?
Yeah, we were told the mixture, mm-hmm. and so we assume we need multiple of the beautiful potion. I think we just need that one.
Yeah, no, they just need to mix them in that ratio.
We'll portion it out later.
They don't need multiples to do the ratios, I guess.
Hello. I remember a guy with spiky hair who carried something like this. That was a reference to FF7. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cute? He remembers Cloud, who had the big buster sword.
While we're in the weapons shop, we pick up a few things.
Yeah, there's some new items here.
A cypress pile. Wait.
Mm.
We've had mithril forks before. I don't think we've had a chimera armlet. Or maybe we got one, like we earned one. Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
Shit, what's a dark hat?
We'll find out later.
Fuck. This is why we gotta look at the full menu.
We already have so many fucking abilities.
We gotta look at the full menu before we start budget.
And by the time we go unlock those,
we'll
have so much money.
It'll be fine. Due to reconstruction, what did it say?
It was talking about Alice's item shop. She owned the shop that got destroyed next door. That's why she had a potion.
Okay, cool.
Nice, awesome in-world reason. That's just, uh-huh. I mean, uh-huh. It's called design.
It's called complete.
They used to design video games when I was a kid, you know, and it all made sense.
This game's Turing complete. I've never heard of it. I don't know, I'm just a blacksmith. Ask Wayne, he might know.
There's a blacksmith's shop here.
Yeah, this is the synth shop.
Wayne.
I already did ask Wayne. Wayne doesn't know shit. It is Wayne. Stealing the silver gloves.
Nice.
Bow wow.
He doesn't know anything.
The dog doesn't know where the potions are?
Theater district.
Which is where we know one of them is.
We know two of them are there, actually. Hey, isn't that? I think it is.
We walk into the theater district, and as we do, there's two rat people who recognize Zidane.
Yo!
Huh?
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, you're the couple from Bermesia.
Thank you again for your help in Bermesia.
It was nothing. I'm glad to see your husband's doing well.
Yeah, my leg's all healed thanks to you.
Oh, yeah, we
grabbed that guy out
people.
Of the way. She was like...
Oh, yeah.
He was like, leave me!
Wait. And we probably would run into the people who we had saved the first time through, who when we played it again,
now
we fucking
dead.
Murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably would have.
Fucking... That sucked.
Some of her friends made it to Lindblom too, but they said many people died on the way.
Jeez. I wonder if that family would be here.
I don't know.
This interaction causes an active time event to happen where we see Freya back in the palace talking to some Burmesian soldiers who have also made it here.
She's talking to Burmesian soldier Doyle.
Freya! Doyle. I'm so happy to see you. Likewise, I'm glad you all made it here.
Yes, it was a long trip, but somehow we found our way here. I only wish Dan and the others were here too. I've lost so many friends.
Yeah, you had saved Dan, and I did not.
Yeah, that was the one back in the tree in Clara. You know, we had to redo that path where you get to go the right way or the wrong way.
I went the wrong way. No Dan.
Dan's dead.
Indeed. We can't get down now. We have to go on for their sake and ours. So Freya, what are you gonna do now?
I'm gonna go after Kuja, Zidane, and the rest of the party. And you?
We're gonna regroup and embark on the reconstruction of Bermesia. Many of our comrades are still scattered all over the continent. Actually, we were hoping you would join us.
Then I'll see you all as soon as I complete my objective. Please take care and thanks till then.
Will do. Good luck to you too.
Thank you. I wish Sir Fratley were with us.
Where is
Mr. Amnesia?
Yeah.
Oh, Fratley.
Yeah, we cut back to Zidane.
Who's still talking to these Bermesian people that he had saved. Kai and Wei.
Oh, I forgot. I want to show you something. That's right, huh? Hey, come here. Oh, they got kids.
There are children.
They had a fucking bunch of kids.
Wow, a litter.
Five little rat children run up. Exactly the same age and height.
I didn't think I could keep our promise.
Who's this, Daddy?
He's my savior.
Oh, what's a savior?
A savior is a really important friend.
That's not... I want a savior too. He looks cool. You know, what are you gonna say?
Someday we're gonna return to Bermesia. Right now we're trying to get everyone together. It's gonna take a long time and a lot of effort to rebuild our home. We go play now? Sure. We must rebuild Bermesia for our children. Make sure you come visit us once we've finished. Yes, after all, your savior. We're gonna be around long enough for them to finish rebuilding that.
I'll be there. Hey, now, do you know anything about any fucking potions? God damn it, they don't know shit. They haven't even heard of it. They are from a different town.
Actor.
Oh yeah, this guy.
We go into the room that has artist Michael.
Yeah, we ask him, but he doesn't know.
I've never heard of him. So, if you happen to find it in my studio, go ahead and take it. Oh.
I bet this guy's last name is Angelo. I think I had that thought before. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The artist didn't know anything about the strange potion, but his studio used to be like the home of a potion collector, and he hasn't cleaned it out, so the strange potion is still lying around.
We got it. Strange potion.
I found one. But we need, like...
Wait, go back. On the stairs on the wall, there was something, I think. 50th annual emblem exhibit. This year's winner gets to paint on the church walls. Mm. I bet Michael, whatever his last name is gonna paint the church.
Whatever.
So we finally make it to the Tantalus hideout.
Where all of the Tantalus bros are still hammering away on the outside.
I thought you'd all be here. Yeah, because I saw the active time of it.
Zidane, are you alright? I heard you got injured pretty bad. You can walk, that's a good sign.
Yeah, looks like I'll live.
Did you talk to Blank?
Yeah, I saw him at the castle.
So what are you doing here? Just stopping by to say hi?
Actually, I came here for a favor. Do you happen to have the unusual potion?
Yeah.
Nice, can I borrow it?
Yeah, sure, hold on.
What do you think the unusual potion is?
I don't know, it's a weird name for a standard thing.
So, Zidane, are you ever gonna rejoin us?
I don't know. I'm gonna think about it after things settle down. Which is not yet. It's boring without you.
Here you go.
We've received 3 potions. That's all of them. Finally, I can go back to the castle and see Cid. Can you go inside?
Yeah.
Before going back to Cid, we raid the Tantalus hideout.
All of Lindblom has been, like, restocked. Like, all the shit we've stolen has been replaced.
Nice. Kept 1273 in there. 970. What dictates these numbers?
I was gonna say, I wonder if these chests are, like, dictated
4826.
That you do or don't do.
Maybe by your treasure hunter rank.
Alright, do you think this potion's gonna work?
I mean, if we mix it up right.
Haley, our sandwiches are here.
How funny would it be if it just doesn't work? Like, we did this and we get there. Like, well, shit, I guess we gotta find your wife.
And that's where we're going to end episode 32.
Mm-hmm. With the potions in hand, we're going to go back to Cid next week.
That's right.
See if we can revert him back to his human form.
Dr. Tot mentioned that the book that he read about this in...
had a comical tone to it.
A comic tone.
So, you know, he's not sure if it's, like, really true or what the deal is, but it's the only thing he has to go off of. Yep. Another episode of Gathering the Pieces Together.
Yeah.
Still waiting to actually play the game.
I love Cid's throne going up and down.
Oh,
that's,
man,
so
that's
cool.
That's such an awesome touch. All of the design of Lindblom is like, to me, Lindblom is like the ultimate Final Fantasy city. Mm-hmm. Like, it's big. There's a lot to poke around in. It changes over time. And the design of it is like awe-inspiring. Like the way it's all mechanized and even his throne moves up and down. It's like, I would love to go to that place.
The initial cutscene where we saw it in like full CG was like the coolest thing ever.
It's like just this tower of buildings that are like all stacked together with clocks and stuff in it. Man, yeah, it's something that has been severely lacking in recent Final Fantasy titles, are these like big whimsical cities.
I think this potion hunt was like the first major chop of this game. I can't, maybe there were a couple other little
I think
fetchings.
We've had some other chops, but this is the most chop-like thing, comparing it to the chops in 12, where you walk around the city talking to everybody.
You gotta get chops of wood. Mm-hmm. It's happening next week. It's
we're gonna go give Sid the potion.
Well, certainly.
We're gonna
that.
Eat sandwiches.
We're gonna eat sandwiches.
Our sandwiches have arrived.
And then it looks like we get Kena in the party, head out into the world.
And finally, man, because this whole section, they've been giving us new equipment, even though we haven't been able to grind it all. So we are like loaded with all this shit that we haven't learned the abilities on. So I bet they go spend some time doing
just
that.
Grinding. we go back to the Black Mage Village.
Yeah.
We're finally gonna be let loose next week.
Yep.
After we work this potion.
After all this setup.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back into the world and do a bunch of fighting.
Can't wait to eat those sandwiches. I'm fucking hungry right now. I'm looking at us, looking ahead at those.
Yeah, maybe we should order those sandwiches now after we finish this episode.
I wouldn't object to that. I could eat a veggie sandwich. I've been living on a pizza diet lately, and I think that has to stop.
Well, that's a very pizza-like sub. It's like basically, it's like a veggie pizza inside of a hoagie instead of on...
Damn it, you're
pizza.
Right. Well, but it's like all the thing with the pizza is like the amount of cheese, really. You know, it's like mostly cheese.
It's true.
And grease. This is going to be healthy. Shut up. What are you talking about?
All right,
it's not like pizza at all. Just because it's the same exact ingredients. Stop it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's all we got. I got no more bits in me. I have nothing else to say. There's not even any more gaming news I can talk about.
Empty of bits. Oh, but before we go, let's check in with the Mognet and see if there's any Moogle mail.
It's time. It's just time.
It's time to play
check the
flute. Haley.
You're under here. You're under the desk. You're already right here. Oh, you're beautiful. You're just beautiful.
Here's...
As James Blunt once said.
Here's a treat. Here's some more wakey-wakey soft bakes. Here they are. God, they smell so much like fucking maple syrup.
You should try one.
I'm good. Dog park scavenger hunt.
Wait.
Check what? Off all the things you see this week at the dog park. Like a teeny tiny bossy dog, a gentle giant.
What do you get for doing this?
An overwhelmed dock walker, a muddy tennis ball.
Can you send it in and win a prize? Is there a sweepstakes? Remember when you'd send in box tops?
You tell me if that can be turned into anything that you can send in. I think it's just for fun.
No, I think this is just some light humor.
That's what I think it is. Okay, the message. The message is another one from Julian Titus.
Oh, hey, Julian.
This time, Julian's message reads... After 11 years, 282 mainline episodes, and 55 special episodes, Nerds Without Pants has come to an end. Cue sad FF4 music. But, like a Joshua Rosfield rising from the ashes, comes something new, something different, something oh so dumb. Introducing the Stage Select, a video game variety show. Once again hosted by Julian Titus and Justin Hamm from that dead podcast you already forgot about, the Stage Select hopes to inform, entertain, and most of all, make you laugh. The quick elevator pitch? It's like Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, but for video games. Shit, that's way too old a reference. It's like you can't do that on television, but for video games. Fuck. That's like a 40-year-old reference. Julian, get with the program. Okay. It's like The Muppet Show, but for video games. That's also a really old reference, but somehow still in the zeitgeist, I guess? Fuck it, that's what we're going with. The only thing you can expect on each episode of the Stage Select is that we're going to talk about video games. A lot. Other than that, you never know what or who to expect. from silly skits to unhinged characters to playing into an old variety TV show aesthetic, we hope to deliver a wild and wacky show each week, starting in early 2024. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on that hellscape we still call Twitter, suck it, Elon, at Stage Select Pod, and buckle up.
See, first I got sad because they said Nerds Without Pants was done,
right.
And then I got really excited because that sounds awesome. They're both really funny.
I love that laughing vibe of like, you know, will Gilda Radner open a door and say, hey, I'm here now.
Look, I think it's like all of the like entertainment, everything around us like crumbles into nothing. Mm-hmm. Like going back to the variety show is like a good, awesome thing to do because it can be anything. And if it's not working, you change it the next week.
Yeah,
it's just different the next week.
It's different the next minute.
Yeah, it's different the next minute.
That's what's awesome about it. Yeah. How many podcasts are trying to be like laughing? I mean, that's an awesome thing to be going back to.
Yeah, I'm pumped about that. And everyone go check that out.
Wish you luck, Julian and Justin. I hope that this is a huge success. It sounds awesome.
Well, there needs to be just a greater variety of podcasts about video games.
Variety podcast about video games. Awesome. Thank you, Julian, for always supporting our show.
Mm-hmm.
And go check out Stage Select. If you're interested in a Mognet message, they are just $25 each. Just email nocatpodcast@gmail.com. That's NOCKAT. We do payments through PayPal because we're fully independent. So email us and we will say what you would like.
Thank you so much to our Patreon supporters. Your support means the world to us and it keeps the show going.
Thank you.
And we are truly proud that we have been able to bring you this show for this long. If you'd like to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/nocat, and for $5 a month, you unlock the video version and all of the bonus content.
Mm-hmm.
And for $10 a month, we'll send you a mug or a t-shirt on top of that. And once again, just, you're our heroes, Patreons. Thank you so much.
I always get excited when I see a new sign up.
Yeah, and the comments are great. They really keep me afloat in dark times. Other ways you can support the show that cost less money than that would be by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts, mm-hmm. telling friends about the show, or just buying merch on Etsy. If you just want to get a t-shirt or a mug, go to Etsy and search for No One Can Know About This.
It's a great way to support the show. So do all those things. Tell your friends. Tell the internet. You know the deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's dessert time.
I think for dessert this week, we're going to realize we're hungry late at night and see what's open for delivery and realize that donuts might be a good idea and order a dozen donuts late at night.
So that's what's for dessert.
Be sure to get a cronut in there. It's a little extra, but it's usually worth it.
Enjoy. See you all next week.
Look at this. The Ringe Dam was built in Malibu Creek in the 1920s. An environmentalist was behind the project.
But modern experts say it's actually horrible for the environment. And they want it removed.
Everyone, just stop. Just stop doing stuff.
But we're also supposed to do it all, man.
Yeah, but part of doing everything is
includes blowing ourselves up.
No, stop.
Yeah. It's one of the things that has to be done.